Hello, everybody. This is Lisa Minnini with Accelerate Associates. Welcome, welcome, welcome to the Accelerator call. Let me buy a vowel, okay, Vanna? This is the Business Accelerator call, and it's so good to have you all here. I know as people come on, I'm going to get started right on time, so let's get started. I want to, first of all, welcome all brand new members. This is the Business Accelerator call, and the purpose of today's call is to dive a little deeper into the Entrepreneurial Edge system. So we take something that is part of that or related to that, and we take a deeper dive throughout this entire phone call. I'm so excited, by the way. I hope you've had a chance to go on to the Success Circle membership site and take a look around and see what the upcoming events are. Because we've got some really cool people that I'm going to be interviewing on this call throughout the year, and the folks that are coming on are going to give you some amazing content to really grow your business. Things that their own clients pay them thousands and thousands of dollars for, you're going to get absolutely free because you are here as part of the Success Circle. And so I'd like you to make sure that you put those the second Tuesday of each month in your calendar at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time, because you're in for a treat. Next month is Pinterest for Business with social media expert Laura Rubenstein. She's coming back again in April to talk more about Facebook strategies. Laura is always gives really outstanding content. You'll also get in May Manifest Leads Out of Thin Air by lead generation expert Jane Birch. She's going to share her not only all about lead generation, but how to get traffic. How do you get traffic after you put up your lead generation system. In June, I'm going to have Teresa DeGrobois, and she's going to talk about mastering your influence, how to become a highly paid expert in your field of work. And we have Sean DePeron coming in about the business of self-forgiveness, overcoming marketing mistakes. We all make them because we try stuff. We're entrepreneurs. We try stuff. And some of it works, some of it doesn't. How can you really forgive yourself, move on, and move forward? And that's going to be really important to your success. In August, we have Jen August, How to Remove Your Blocks So Your Finances Rock. She is a world-renowned hypnotherapist. You are going to love Jen. And then, of course, we have a webinar that's coming up in September, How to Be Googlicious by the Web Traffic Guy. And October is going to be direct response marketing guru Derek Foynd about total marketing control, how to at least double your marketing profits in 60 days or less guaranteed. And then we wrap up the year with Nathan Keevman, who is going to show you how to maximize LinkedIn. And, of course, in December, the wonderful, beautiful Marilyn Suttle, who is a best-selling author, and she's going to talk about subtle breakthroughs and how to make shifts into your life. She's done a lot of work with Jack Canfield, and you are absolutely going to love her. So I want to make sure that you're aware and you've got these in your calendar. And also, the fourth Tuesday of every month, of course, is the Q&A call. But what's happening with the Q&A call, as most of you know, if you don't know, then I'm going to share with you. The next Q&A call is February 26th at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. But since there are a number of questions that keep coming up that are repetitive, we have a huge library of Q&A calls. And I would bet that at some point somebody asked the question that you have that I've covered in the call. So what we're going to do is we're going to keep that library because it's, you said to me, oh my gosh, this is great. You can tap into all the past Q&A calls. But this, we're going to replace it with the Influencers Exchange. Now, Influencers Exchange, what that is each month I'm going to help you put your referral system on turbocharge. And you'll discover really quick tips to get your referral system working for you. And I'll coach you through asking for connections that are going to accelerate your results, because there's a different way to ask and what you're asking for to expand your network exponentially. So we're looking at an implementation date of May, June for that after the Wake Up Profitable Intensive. So that's going to start, and I want to encourage you to be on those calls so that you can not only start passing referrals, but really exponentially getting your business out there in a more global way. So that is coming fast and furious. Want to let you know about that. And I'll be making a special announcement at the Wake Up Profitable Intensive about that. But I wanted my Success Circle members to know first what was happening, so you can spread the word to others, other business owners and who could really use the Success Circle. So I think that's about it for the Michigan-based folks, or if you're going to be in Michigan, we're going to have the Ultimate Success Summit. I will be speaking there, starting everyone out with Seal the Deal 98% of the time. That's an all-day event, and I want you to just extend an invitation to you if you are in the area, and that more information about the Ultimate Success Summit can be found on my website under events. It is hosted by Davenport University and is going to be sponsored. A luncheon sponsor is the Michigan Business and Professional Association. So welcome, everyone is welcome to register for that event. Oh, and for my lovely Canadian community, I will be in Canada, in Calgary, in May, and I will be presenting at the eWomen Network event. So I invite you to that. Again, that's under events. More information is about that, and would love to see you there. And let's see. And I think that's it for the announcements for today. So let's get started into the content. Because I have so much to tell you about in creating passive income, and creating passive income is easier than you might think. And I know that you love making a difference in your area of expertise, and you want to share it as much as possible, but sometimes, you know, you wish that there was an easier way to bring in cash flow rather than working one-to-one or maybe running yourself ragged traveling to speaking events everywhere. Or maybe you want to really maximize what you're already doing so that you're bringing more income even in the activities you're currently doing. So if you wish that you could really start enjoying the freedom the way you had originally planned and the lifestyle that you envisioned when you became an entrepreneur, then this certainly is for you. This topic certainly is for you, because on this call, I'm going to share with you what passive income is. What is it? Why is it important for every entrepreneur to generate it? I'm going to talk about very specific techniques and tools for creating it without it taking a lot of time and expense. Okay, and it really is a lot easier than you might think. I'll also share with you the exact steps to create passive income, even if you haven't done it before. So for those of you that might be nervous about it, it's okay. Got your back. I'll go through the exact steps in creating it. And what not to do, and what to avoid when you're setting up passive income. And I want you to learn from my mistakes, so I'm going to share stuff with you so you don't do it. and all, as always, if you have any questions about today's call, please feel free to email info@accelerateassociates.com, info@accelerateassociates.com, excellerateassociates.com. And what I'll do is I'll cover that at the Q&A call. In some cases, we also cover it in your laser coaching call. So lots of opportunities to get your questions answered. So, what is passive income, and why is it important for every entrepreneur to generate it? First of all, passive income is income where you work on it once, and then you receive it over and over with very little effort required to maintain it. passive income, depending on what passive income usually is taxable. I'm not a tax advisor, I'm not a tax lawyer, but it usually is. So you want to check with your tax advisor on that. But it's important for every entrepreneur, I think, to generate three types of income. For those of you who've been through my Wake Up Profitable event and or through the Entrepreneurial Edge system, the self-study version, the implementation version, you know it's recurring passive and leveraged income. For today's high content call, we're going to talk more about the passive. Now, the advantage is with passive income, you want to put your money to work for you, or your effort to work for you. It's generally passive income is generally low risk. In fact, the tips and tools that I'm going to give you today, there's some mistakes that I'm going to tell you that a lot of people make not to make, so that you make sure that when you do when you do identify passive income as an income stream, you don't make these mistakes, which actually cost people money. They're like, oh, I'm going to make passive income, and they do, they make some mistakes that really cost them, whether their time, whether their effort, and of course their money. But the best way to integrate it, or the best way to create that passive income, I think, is to integrate it. Integrate it into other active ways that you market. And that's really important. So I can't stress that enough. So if you can and you're not listening to this in your car, write that down. Integrate passive income into the other active ways that you market. Integrate passive income into the other active ways that you market. Because when you do, then passive income happens effortlessly. It really happens effortlessly. You also won't be affected with passive income by the loss of a client or when other income streams slow down. I'll give you a great story of how this has happened with a lot of people that serviced the automotive industry. As Accelerate Associates, we're out of Michigan, and Michigan is obviously the automotive capital of the world. And a lot of consultants had their entire practice in the automotive industry. Well, what happened was when the economy went, tanked and the automotive industry fell, you had a lot of consultants who, number one, had that yes or no and go model, right? The high-priced model, that's all they had. Excuse me, they did some great work with that high-priced model for a long period of time. They had all this cash that came into their businesses. And then what happened? Well, the automotive industry started slashing their consulting budgets. All right, it was no longer available. Now, the wise ones looked at other types of income streams. They looked at diversifying their portfolio of people, of clients they had. So even though they were just automotive, they looked beyond just automotive, and they looked at different types of people they could service with their consulting practice. And most importantly, they looked at other ways to bring in income. The smart and savvy ones did. They looked at different ways to bring in income. And it was no longer that really high-priced model. But they also looked at ways to complement their services. So as you are listening to this, I want you to think about for your own businesses, whether you're a chiropractor, a credit card processor, a speaker, an author, a trainer. I want you to think as you go, as you're out there, as you're doing stuff with your activities, with your clients, I want you to think about ways that you could create this passive income. And I'm going to share with you some specific techniques and tools for creating it without it taking a lot of time or expense. And as I talk through this, I want you to really look at your own activities and how this can apply for you. Because passive income could be earnings from something that does not require involvement. Could be rent from property. Of course, that's recurring income mostly, but or it could be royalties from publishing a book. It could be a software program or product. It could even be intellectual property products, earnings from internet advertisements on websites. So for those of you that have a whole lot of traffic on your website, think about that. Is there a way that you could monetize it with advertisements, from key advertisements? Maybe it's even somebody who would love to pay you to place an ad on your website because they have the same target market but are not a competitor. It provides you some passive income. I know many of you are writing that down right now. So there's a lot of types of income. So I'm going to give you today four that I'll go through, but the ones that I'm going to go through today are affiliate programs, information products, software products or apps, and royalties. So I'm going to go through that and, kind of the how-tos, the exact steps to creating passive income, even if you haven't done it before. The first one I want to get to is, affiliate programs can be a great passive income for you. And there are many affiliate programs, many network marketing companies that are out there that would align with your practice, things that you already do. And you can have an affiliate program or you can be an affiliate of someone's. So let me talk first about how you can have an affiliate program for your programs, products, and services. As most of you know, I have an affiliate program. If you don't, it's available on my website at acceleratedassociates.com under, I think it's Contact, and it says Affiliate. And when you go there, you can register as an affiliate. I give my affiliates regularly things that they can send to their list, that they can educate them about upcoming events. And what happens is when somebody registers for an event or purchases a product, it's linked back to that affiliate. And so for just sending a couple of well-timed emails, which isn't a lot of time, it's a cut and paste, send type of deal, and I make it really easy with their affiliate link embedded. They send it off to their list, and they get an affiliate commission because I pay affiliate commissions. Now, you can determine in your affiliate program, and I believe we've done a business accelerator call all on just affiliate programs, so you can tap into the audio library for that. But with the affiliate program, what's nice about that is that you're getting a whole sales force for you. You're building your sales force of people that are going to become your affiliate, that are going to shout out about you, about your services. And usually, not all, but sometimes these are people that you already know. Okay? And they're going to become an affiliate. They're going to become a partner with you and shout out your programs. And then in return, you're going to give them affiliate commissions. So that's one way to have them. Now, in the self-study program, I go into there's a bunch of different ways to set up your affiliate program. They have plug-and-go stuff that you can already do, but you can get that information in the back of your resources Rolodex, which is in your self-study program. But you can also be an affiliate. You can become an affiliate of someone else's. So, for example, chiropractors. This is pretty, there are many different vitamins and mineral products out there where you can become either a reseller of it or an affiliate of it, where when you sell it, you get a commission, ongoing commission. I know there are different, vitamin programs for that. And so that it comes in every month like clockwork to you. It's very passive. You don't have to do anything. It just happens. One of the affiliates that I belong to is Legal Shield. I have not only utilized their services, but I referred a lot of, because I deal with people that have businesses, have you tapped into the Legal Shield? Because a lot of people have legal questions, and it allows them to ask an unlimited amount of questions. So I said, check out Legal Shield. And again, my link is in the back of your resources binder if you're interested. But they told me, they said, look, Lisa, you have so many people that you're referring. You might as well just become part of our associate program, or they call their affiliate program an associate program, and just refer people to us. And that's what I do. Now, it's not for everybody, but the people that do align with it, great. And I get an affiliate commission. Why not? It goes along with the business. So think about, for your own business, what would make sense for your business that's effortless, that is an extension of what you can offer your clients. Making it super simple, very easy to set up passive income for your business. Just effortless. Now, one of the, and I'll get to one of the mistakes, but sometimes people set up affiliate programs that are completely not aligned, okay? And so they end up spending a whole lot of time with it. I'm talking about solutions, affiliate programs where it's a no-brainer, like chiropractors and vitamins, okay? And there's so many out there. There are so many out there. The network marketing kind of businesses, easy ways to set up passive income. So don't get off focus in your own business. When you set up an affiliate program, make it really easy. Embed, so for example, let's say you're doing some blogging as part of your blog marketing. Well, let's say you talk about a particular solution, and that solution happens to be, let's say you're a chiropractor, we'll use the same example. You're a chiropractor, you're writing a blog, and you're going to talk about maybe the benefits in the wintertime to make sure you get enough vitamin D. And when you highlight your vitamin D on your blog, you embed the link to your website, which has the link to the vitamin D's, so they can order it right then. All right. Again, passive way to integrate what you're already doing in your business and tie in your marketing. Again, this is the systems approach, right? So it's how is there a connection? How is there a flow? What is the system? Okay? So it's making that connection. Easy way to link in what you're already doing to passive income. The second thing I want to talk about is information products. The benefit of an information product is it can create passive income for you. It's relatively easy to create and also low cost, especially if you're a trainer, an author, you've got some intellectual property that you need to go out there. Chiropractors can do that too, by the way. You have a lot of intellectual knowledge, property in your head, and as you start to share it, you can make information products to sell later, to do in workshops, when you're doing workshops. So the benefits is they're really easy, they're low cost, and I'll give you the exact steps in just a minute. But software products and apps, number three, a type of passive income. The benefits is you can create an app that's really needed. You could even charge for it $99 on, or 99 cents on up. Everybody's got an app for everything. Oh, did you download the app for that? So think about that. Is there a product, a service that where an app would be helpful for that? All right. The business blueprint is something that you're going to learn more about at the Wake Up Profitable event, but that's, going to be automated. And that's all I'm going to say about that. But the fourth type of passive income is royalties. So if you're looking at writing a book and the book is published with a publisher, the publisher pays you royalties, and that's a type of passive income. So now let's talk about some of the exact steps to create that passive income, even if you haven't done it before. And it's not going to take a lot of time or expense. So let's start about creating a product, creating an intellectual product or through your intellectual property. So let's say you speak, and speaking is part of what you do to get clients. It's part of your marketing that you do. And you're live speaking. While you're live speaking, you can record your presentation. Now, how do you record your presentation? Simple. You buy a digital recorder at your local electronics store that has a little lapel microphone. Make sure that's on when you start your presentation. Shut it off. Make sure that if somebody in the audience asks you a question, doesn't have to be a big audience, just anybody you're facilitating with. And then when they ask you a question, make sure you repeat it so you get it on the recording. You can then download that recording, and people can download it, or you can sell it in a CD at your next speaking engagement. You can even say, if this is something you're known for, okay, something you're known for, you can a speech you give regularly, and let's say you give a lot of content. Why not record it once and say, for anybody who wants a recording of this after you're done with your speaking engagement, I'll be in the back of the room. Maybe a discounted, it's $30, they get it for 10 or whatever. I don't know. All right. So a lot of people that are just getting started speaking, they were like, I don't have anything for the back of the room. Do it once, sell it in the back of the room, for future times that you do that. All right. You don't have to have a book to sell in the back of the room. It could be that easy. And then it adds to your speaking engagement. So it's just very passive. It's additional sales, all right? Ebooks. Ebooks are another way to create passive income. There's one that you can sell it on your own site. It's a service called Oranjo, Oronjo.com. I know some people who've used it who said it was great, but if you already have a shopping cart like the ones I recommend in the resources Rolodex, use one of those. But ebooks are very simple. You create them in Word, you save it as a PDF, boom, instant book, right? And so it doesn't require a whole lot of expertise or special software. Now, is there software out there? Yes, there certainly is to create an ebook. But I'm talking about keeping it really, really simple. All right? Doesn't have to be a long ebook, and it could be a book that, again, you just type out as if you're talking to somebody. Or you can use my book, ebook, Get More Clients Now, 3 Steps to More Clients, More Money in a Business You Love. Download it, you can kind of model, not copy, but model the way that it's formatted. Okay? So it's real easy. Boom, you got an ebook. You do a speaking engagement, you can sell the ebook on an order form and tell them you'll email them the book. Simple. Let's see. And I just want to point out that, and this is something I get quite a bit with people that are first getting into this, especially with ebooks. And they'll ask me, they'll say, Oh, you know, if I sell my ebook on an order form and I send it to them, you know, what prevents them from, you know, sharing it with everybody? And so they never get their ebook done because of that. Let me tell you, people are busy. So it's not going to happen. Don't wait for the worst case scenario. Get the ebook done, and if it's a value, then people are going to purchase it. Okay? And you don't worry about, you know, that they could, you know, lend your hard copy book. It doesn't matter. Again, that's not abundance thinking anyway. So don't be concerned with that if that is your concern. The other way to create passive income is through a radio show. You can use the Blog Talk Radio platform, blogtalkradio.com. It's free. You can interview people on there, then download the podcast afterwards, and you can even download it to a CD and sell those, even in a speaking engagement or off of your website. So this is intellectual property, and what's great about that is, you know, you get enough of those interviews, then you can make different packages of the CDs. And people love to listen to audios as they're driving someplace, and it becomes passive income that you can sell. Workshops. Workshops are another great way to create passive income. You do it once, you record it, you sell it later. Now, could you have a video? Sure. Could you have it just all audio? Absolutely. Then what you do is you create an accompanying workbook that goes with it. Boom, you've got a product, something you can sell. Teleseminar, same way. Hold it on one of the free services. Freeconferencing.com is one of them. All right, they have a capability of recording it. You download it because it goes into an MP3, or it's downloaded into an MP, or it's automatically downloaded to an MP3, your recording is. Again, partner it with a workbook that people work through. You can hold the teleseminar live, record it, include a workbook with it. Again, a Word that's saved as a PDF, and boom, you've got yourself a product. Some passive income that you can sell. It's that easy. And one of the most popular teleseminar series I was giving was years ago. I gave this teleseminar series. It was a series of, I think, 3 weeks in a row. And I held this 1 hour, 3 weeks in a row teleseminar series where I walk people through my entrepreneurial ed system at a very high level. And I got so much, you know, people said, "Are you going to do this again? I want to come to this again." That I said, "You know, I've got these recordings. I developed a workbook with it, and now it's part of my lead generation system, so that anybody who wants to get started right away can get in this, and it's kind of a, you know, great product for somebody just getting started." You know, so they get my free ebook, and then it says, "Hey, by the way, are you interested in this?" And it's a very low cost where they can get in, they can get acclimated to the systems approach, boom. And I did it once, and it's, you know, again, it sells over and over just from doing that once, and that was quite a few years ago, at least 2 years ago now. But it's still very relevant. So those are some very quick, easy ways to create passive income for yourself. So consider what you're already doing. How can you implement it? One of the other things that you can do too is have it. I know I work with photographers. What can you do with photography? Well, you can have your own line store. You can go to Shutterstock or Shutterfly and sell your photos for people that are musicians, for example, why not offer background music that businesses can download? You know, it's your work, your original work. I can tell you, I'm always looking for, you know, music that can accompany a video that we're doing. Video marketing is becoming so popular, but people are looking for really great soft music in the background, or music that's not going to be, you know, different genres that go along with their different videos. And so even the artists can really look at making passive income with their talent. And of course, I mentioned you can become a reseller of services. You can also, if you don't think you want to create your own ebook, you know, you can, with permission of the writer, maybe have somebody who've already created a book and say, look, I'd like to be able to, you know, use this, and here's how I'm going to use it in my own business. Are you okay with this? You know, and if it's a matter of you distributing it to your network, they might be willing to do that because they're saying, hey, now how could you make passive income from it? Maybe it accompanies, it's a bonus, and it accompanies something else that you offer. So again, different ways. You can become a reseller of something. You can have your own affiliate program, something you're currently doing that you can record, and it becomes some of your intellectual property that you can sell in the back of the room, sell on your website, just different ways of creating that passive income for yourself. You create it once, it sells over and over. Now, some of the really important things not to do, because I think, you know, people sometimes think, oh, I have to have this. And, you know, this could be an evolution. It's an evolution and an integration. One of the key things and one of the key mistakes that people make is they create a product too early before you have a community of buyers. So let's think about this. If it's something that you create once, you obviously want people to buy it. So if you don't have that community, it may be too early. Okay? So think about the timing of it, all right? You don't, it could be something you develop along the way. When you do create passive income, if it's an intellectual property where you're creating CDs or DVDs, look for a distributor, which is in the back of the resources Rolodex, by the way, that will print on demand versus getting a lot of CDs or DVDs printed before the sales are there. Now, I've talked to a lot of self-published authors who have made this mistake, that they get a print run of 10,000 books before they even realize how difficult it is to sell 10,000 books. So err on the side of you can have other books reprinted, right? So make sure that you don't get in the hole before you actually start making some sales. Avoid developing a product too that you think that your prospects want. I can tell you that this is a mistake that I made very early on, is I developed a product, and I know I hear this time and time again from my clients too, is developing a product that you think your prospect wants. You develop it, you think it's going to create passive income for you, and you never sell any. So how do you know what your prospects really want? Simple. Ask them. Ask them through your lead generation system when you get that set up, and make sure that you really pay attention to what they're saying, the feedback that they're giving you in that process. You can ask them through a survey specifically, a very quick, maybe three question, open-ended question survey. Or ask if you're connected to, through social media. What's your biggest frustration with, calling all entrepreneurs or whoever your ideal clients are. If you're connected with them, then ask a very specific, question on social media. It's just one question. If you're using social media survey, you can get away with, two or three questions. But that's it. And once you have that data, you may want to also incentivize them when they fill out the survey. You incentivize them with whatever. Could be you're incentivizing them with, I don't know, they'll get your next webinar free or something, maybe a white paper. So there are a lot of ways you can incentivize people to take your survey too. And so again, make sure that you avoid developing a product you think your prospect wants. Develop a product, even if it's a passive, you're going to create passive income for you that they truly want. That's when you're going to see it work for you, because they're going to say yes, and they're going to download it over and over and over, and they're going to tell their friends about it. That's what you want to, that's really what you want to look for when you're creating passive income. Also, don't create a product for the sake of creating a product. Some people say, "Oh yeah, that would be really fun," and they get on the bandwagon, and they're collaborating with somebody, and they say, "That would be really fun," and they get all wrapped up in how fun it is rather than how it fits into their overall strategy of their business. So when you think of creating a passive passive income or intellectual property, think about how is that product going to fit into your overall strategy? Who is that person who's going to be interested in that? How are you going to generate, how does it fit into your other types of marketing that you're going to be doing? And think about, okay, I'm doing blog marketing, so it's going to fit in here. I can do an article on that, and it's going to fit in there. I can sell this at in the back of the room when I speak. So there's got to be a real plan for how does that product fit in? How does it serve your ideal client? And when you do, that's when it's really going to start really working for you, especially with intellectual property, especially with intellectual property. Because ultimately, people think, "Oh, it's passive. I never have to do anything." Well, it depends on what kind of passive income it is. If it's intellectual property, you still have to drive traffic. There still has to be an awareness there that that's available. Okay, so we talked about affiliate programs, we talked about information products, we talked about software products and apps, we talked about royalties from books, we've talked about creating a product, how to create an intellectual property product through live speaking, through ebooks, through radio shows. And again, for the radio show, recurring revenue revolution is one of the other business accelerator calls that I did. So if you want more information on a radio show, then tap into the audio library and look for that segment, because I showed you all the how-tos to do that. Not only the how-tos, but how to really put it on autopilot and really have a waiting list of people wanting to be on your radio show, and then what to do with those afterwards. So that's available too, and I want to make sure you know about that. teleseminars as well. I've got a lot on teleseminars in the Business Accelerator call, so you're going to find more information. So if you're saying, oh, want a little bit more detail in that, go to the audio library and take a look at that, because again, those require their own Business Accelerator calls, because I could go on and on about those, as I could with webinars as well. And again, what not to do or what to avoid: don't create a product too early before you have a community. Get a don't get a lot of product in, like DVDs and CDs. Wait till you have the sales. Make sure you avoid developing a product that you think your prospects will want. Instead, develop a product that your prospects really want. You'll know that by asking them through your lead generation system or through a survey, and don't create a product for the sake of creating a product. Identify how it fits into your overall strategy. Let's see. I've got a lot of notes here, so I want to make sure that I have covered everything here. We talked about affiliate programs. Okay. I think that was it. Also want to remind everybody too that if you have any questions about today's high content call, feel free to email info@accelerateassociates.com, and be happy to get those off, answer those questions for you at our Q&A call. If you were late in attending, I just want to remind you that the Q&A call is happening the fourth Tuesday of each month at 4:30 p.m. Eastern Time. Remember, those, though, are going to be replaced by the Influencers Exchange calls. That's where everyone comes on. It's a facilitated networking to really get your referral networking working for you. And so I will be launching that officially at the Wake Up Profitable Intensive, which happens again April 25th through the 27th in Michigan. So if you haven't yet registered, feel free to register at entrepreneurialedgesystem.com. And for those of you already registered, you know that you have a Bring a Friend ticket, so make sure you use those and bring a friend to with you. It's a lot more fun when you do that. I've got a lot of things planned for you, exciting things planned, exciting announcements planned for you. And again, this is all about getting closer to enjoying a life that you truly, and business that you truly love. I'll also be making another announcement about Hawaii, which, as most of you know, if you haven't heard, we're planning the Wake Up Profitable Intensive happening in Hawaii in 2015, and I'm like thrilled about that. So more about that. Haven't been to Florida, or I haven't been to Hawaii yet. Haven't been to Florida either to get there. But I haven't been to Hawaii, so either. So we're gonna talk more about that. I think I just whizzed through some of the stuff today, so we're gonna finish up a little bit early. I know most of you are busy and you won't mind that, but just wanted to let you know that we're ahead of schedule today. So thank you so much for coming on today's call, and appreciate you guys being here. And until next time, create a great life. Bye, everybody.